It's Monday, October the 18th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the murder of David Amos and Germany edges closer to a new government. First, the world in brief. China's economic growth slowed in the July to September quarter of 2021 to 4.9% compared with the same period last year. It was down from 7.9% in April to June and rose just 0.2% quarter on quarter. The country's economy has been hit by sporadic COVID-19 lockdowns, energy shortages, and a government crackdown on its frothy property sector. Germany's Green Party voted in favour of entering into official negotiations to form a new government. Another prospective coalition partner, the centre-left Social Democrats, voted to do so on Saturday, leaving just the business-orientated Free Democrats to confirm their participation. Such a, quote, traffic light coalition would be led by Olaf Scholz of the Social Democrats, which won the most seats in last month's elections. Floods and landslides in Kerala, a southern Indian state, killed at least 26 people. Relentless rains over the past few days have caused rivers to overflow, submerging roads and sweeping away homes. With 44 rivers flowing through the state, Kerala is vulnerable to floods. In 2018, more than 400 people died in the worst floods in a century. Facebook said it would create 10,000 jobs in the EU over the next 5 years to help develop the, quote, metaverse, a collective virtual reality world not controlled by a single company. The social networking firm called the investment, quote, a vote of confidence in the strength of the European tech industry and the potential of European tech talent. The man arrested for the murder of the British MP Sir David Amos on Friday has been named as Ali Harbi Ali, a Briton of Somali heritage. According to reports, he had previously been referred to the government's Prevent scheme, designed to stop young people developing into terrorists, but was not on any watch list. His father, Harbi Ali Kolain, is a former director of communications for the Prime Minister of Somalia. About 17 American missionaries, including women and children, were kidnapped in Haiti. An armed gang dragged them off a bus after they had visited an orphanage. The missionaries were from the Christian Aid Ministries based in Ohio. Since the killing of President Jovenel Moïse in July, the security situation in Haiti has badly deteriorated. Melbourne, which has spent a total of 262 days in lockdowns, by some accounts more than any other city in the world, will start easing its stay-at-home orders from Thursday. Coronavirus cases are still going up in the state of Victoria, of which Melbourne is the capital, but the vaccination rate has also been rising and is set to reach 70% on October 26th. And, fact of the day, 120 kilograms, the amount of enriched uranium that Iran claims to have produced.